Right, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. It's the Real Talk Podcast, the realest podcast on the internet. We're here today. We're joined by and with my boy.
It's your boy Ash Enraged Nanashi. And we're also joined with fucking no one. Red card. Red card zaps. Red fucking card, bro. We unfortunately, it's just gonna be the two of us today, peeps. Zaps is started a new job as of recently, which he's now, you know, can't commit to the Sundays that we record. So either he's gonna have to figure it out, or we're gonna have to find no play.
Congratulations, Zaps. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Zaps. It's a shame you don't see the vision. It's a shame you don't see the vision.
Yeah, I mean, you'd rather work that 9 to 5 for somebody else that they couldn't be me.
But yeah, that is why we missed last week's episode. We were trying to figure it out. We were trying to find a way. We're still spitballing. We've got a few ideas. We may move the day recording. It may just be me and Ash, you know, some.
We have to see. We have to see what works. We have to look at the analytics and just go from there.
But yeah, welcoming everyone. As always, whether you're listening to this on Spotify or Amazon or you're watching us on YouTube, thank you for listening. But if you are listening to us on an audio platform, actually, you can also head over to Real Talk TMGC on YouTube and you can watch this all unfold. You can watch us shit talk. You can see those facial expressions, which, you know, I don't know what the ladies are seeing, but they always seem to bring up Ash's face, Ash's name.
It's always Zaps. Don't try that. Don't try that. I'm loved in it. No, I'm playing. No.
Yeah, you're not going to hear as much complaining about not getting women as you do when Zaps is here and crying and, you know, all that stuff. I'm going to stop shit talking because I know he'll probably listen to this back and then he won't speak to us for a week like he did last time.
It's fine. I'll just leave the pod. No, anyway.
Riding with a role playing and acting. But yeah, before we get into it though, make sure you follow us all on the social medias at Enraged Nanashi on all social medias, at DeliMeat18 on Twitch, and The Meat Gaming on all social platforms.
And go give your boy Saviour's Apps a follow as well, even though I hate to do it. But yeah, that's still our dog. So make sure you
100%. As much as we should talk, we are happy for him because he was fucking miserable in his job. So we are happy he's got a new job and he seems to be happier.
For real.
You know, he's making those moves. So yeah. Big shout out to the boy. Go give him a follow. Save his apps on all social medias and on Twitch. How was your week, Ash, bro? How was it?
First week back at work, bro.
Yeah.
Solidified me not wanting to work a 9 to 5 anymore. I can't do it. I can't do it. I realized I don't really like what I'm doing right now. Listen, it's giving me many blessings. It's really working for me. I'm pretty good at what I do, but just I don't know if I enjoy it at the same time. I don't know if that's being selfish or greedy. Like, I want it all. I want to be able to enjoy what I do. I want to have a passion as well as obviously fund a living and a certain lifestyle that I've grown accustomed to. But yeah, just at the same time, I'm just not really enjoying it at the moment. So yeah, we trucking forward. You know, life, you need to have a bit of adversity. You can't enjoy everything in life. That's how I imagine things. There are going to be stuff that even if you have your dream job and dream stuff, you won't want to do. But yeah, but other than that, week's good. Obviously, got the little one. But the missus at home. I work mostly remote, so yeah, it's been a blessing seeing their faces every day. What about you, Deli? How's your week been? I'm blabbing.
No. You said something so good there, bro. Because before I love this because for those that don't know, we talked for like 5-10 minutes before we start today. Ash had his newborn son, so we had a bit more of a catch up and stuff like that. We obviously had a week off. But like we always talk about, oh, we're going to talk about this week or what we're going to touch on this week, and it's all free flow like while we're talking. But there's always like one or two topics. But like, as soon as you said that, I was like, bro, like, I want to talk about that. And you said, like, you get accustomed to a certain lifestyle, or you get accustomed to like a certain way of living financially and stuff like that. And it's very hard. And I think that's why people struggle to pursue what they're actually passionate about, because you
You
have
are most of the
to.
time going to take a pay cut.
I did, bro. I've taken in the past 2 years. No, sorry. In the past 3 years, I've taken over £12,000 worth of pay cuts. To
Damn.
do, not to pursue this. The first one, I was miserable in my job, and I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. Like, my happiness is more important. And then obviously, I took a step, a serious pay cut this past year to do this. And bro, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts like a motherfucker. But like, I read a quote today that said, no, I'm gonna have to look at it. Give me 2 seconds. But yeah. You have to see the passion. You have to have the vision to and true belief in what you're doing, to know to give up those financial the comfortable lifestyle that having a good salary gives. Yeah. So vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. Vision is yeah. That is like that's the serious side of shit, bro. And I think being able to give up your job or give up your salary. Because I'm on hourly pay now. If my job says to me tomorrow, we've not got shit for you, I don't get paid. Like, and having that lack of security. And the other quote that I heard was, you have to be comfortable being broke. And it's like the polar opposite. Like, we're comfortable because we have money. Like, I don't have to check my bank account today to know that there's money there. That I can buy my food tomorrow, that I can like if I wanna, you know, buy something on Amazon for myself, I can. Like, you have to be in that position where you are checking your bank account, you are eating soup noodles every day, you are fucking buying packet rice.
Me
Like,
2 years ago.
it's me right now, to be fair, but after I get off stream, after I get off this, I'm gonna have ramen. Like,
Bruh.
I've legit got, because of the amount of work I'm putting in at the moment and the gaming lifestyle and the streaming lifestyle, I'm 13 again, bro. I'm drinking fucking Monster and eating super noodles like on an almost daily. Like,
Shit, man. I mean, I always just like lived. No, I wouldn't say I was surviving, but I was just living by any means, I think. So surviving is like real peak. Like you really can't afford anything in my opinion. But yeah, it's more like living paycheck to paycheck, and now I don't have to worry about that. And there is some form of comfortability in that. I just think I think I'm very selfish in what I want, though. Like, I know what I want. I know I need that balance of passion and money. Because listen, as much as I don't like my job, when the paycheck comes in, I'm like, oh, it ain't that bad. Like, it ain't that bad.
Think that's where I got to though, bro. I think that's kind of what mine was, because obviously before I took the pay cut, I was making decent money. And I was been I could do this, but also like, you know, have excess. But I think that's what I noticed, because I was constantly exhausted. But then I was like, bro, but then I need that money. Like, but I think what's pushed me towards the position, and I've said before I got off, before we started this, that like this, I feel like I'm the most driven and the most productive I've been, for several reasons. One of the reasons we can't talk about, but I think it's also because, you know, bro, I don't make good money. And
Same.
luckily, I'm very fortunate, because I make good money off Twitch, or like what would be to most, like, you know, when I tell people what I make off Twitch, like, fuck, you do that. I'm like, yeah, they don't understand that I put about 150 hours a week into it, so I probably earn about 20 pence an hour. But
But you still do that.
yeah, what I've lost from my salary is now substituted by Twitch, so I basically broke even. Like, so
Damn.
it ain't too bad. No, but but bro, like, I'm pretty humble when it comes to shit like that, but I've fucking earned it. Like, yeah,
Absolutely.
like, you
You're
know,
one of the most driven individuals
yeah.
that I've seen in the Twitch space and outside of it, to be honest. Like, it's quite refreshing seeing people chase their actual passions, which is something that I stopped doing recently, I would say. Like I still Twitch, I still stream. Of course, like over the past couple of weeks it hasn't been the same, but I mean like when I was like if you talk to me like what, two, three years ago, I was anything I wanted to do, I put my mind to it, I did it. Like I was doing it, I did it, I was able to be somewhat successful, but I always, not always, I'd say like 60% of the time I always stopped before it got to like anything serious, because there was always, I have this weird addictive personality where I'm like super into something, and when I've like learned a lot of things on that one subject, I'm like, okay, what's the next subject
Yeah.
to become a jack of all trades? But I never fully complete anything, and I've realized about that about myself quite late in life. I wish I kind of figured that out earlier, so I could be like, okay, I gotta stick to like one thing for the entire time, and then have these little other things that I enjoy rather than going full out on one subject and then dipping out and then starting that process again. But at least
Yeah.
we know it now. Better to know it tomorrow than,
But one of the things I have noticed about you, and this feels like it's going to be like a loving almost, but is that like you're almost finding your place in the content creation game. Because when I first met you, it was obviously like the whole streaming thing, like that was the thing. And yeah, and I always say it, and you can quote me on this because I remember me, you had the conversation, is I said the first thing that like drew me towards like talking to you and kind of getting to know you and kind of building a friendship was like you came in like no one else I'd seen in the like the first like 3 to 4 months I'd been streaming, because we met like in like the August, and I think I'd started streaming in maybe the I'm sorry, it wouldn't have been 4 months, but I'd started streaming in about the June, and I met you in like the August, would you say? Or maybe it was around
Yeah,
that period.
so
It was after the first We Rise.
I started streaming at the just at the end of July, like my first stream where like zero people, I just turned on my Xbox, turned on my or I didn't have a camera, so just turned on my Xbox and click the go live on Twitch, was in like end of July, and then yeah, by end of August I was fully in the community. So yeah,
But
August time.
but I always say, like, when I met you, like, you came in like a fucking wrecking ball. Like, no one else I'd seen in like the first couple months I've been streaming. You were like in everyone's streams. You DM'd, you obviously DM'd me, and I know you DM'd a couple other people that had like kind of started to make a little bit of a noise in the community. And I was like, bro, I need to know this guy because this is like, this is me. Like, that's how I came in. Everyone was like, I remember going into people's streams, they're like, yo, Deli just doesn't sleep. Like, he's everywhere. And you were doing the same thing. But what I noticed about you is that you've like kind of developed, and you've kind of said a few times, I don't think you'll mind me saying it, that you kind of like enjoy the back of house kind of things in streaming, like the editing and the modding and like those sorts of things. So I feel like in this space you are developing as an individual. Like you are finding where you fit. And I think that's why we work so well together, because I think when it comes to the point where this is it, like this is what we do, this is how we get paid, we don't have a 9 to 5, is like I feel like we will work so well together, because the shit that I don't necessarily enjoy and the shit that like I haven't got a passion for, you have got a passion for. And like, and then on the other side of things, the things that you may not be as passionate about, I am. So like I feel like there's those people you meet along the journey that I already know, and I'm gonna repeat it because like we've been talking about it already. But you see with like what Jinx built and like what Kai built is that like there's those certain people that just complement each other so well. So, and I feel like me, you have that relationship that like we complement each other, especially because you stopped me saying some of the most stupid shit I've said on the internet.
I think I get pretty annoying in your chat with that. I gotta calm down with that.
No,
Just
I
people
love.
come there for your personality,
Yeah,
for your.
but you make sure I don't get banned.
Nah, I think I hope everybody knows when I'm telling Delhi to like calm down or whatever. It's purely jokes. Like Delhi is very much aware of what he's saying and is smart enough. I'm just there as like
It works so
his.
well, though, bro. It works so well. That's what I mean. I feel like me and you really do complement each other so well, because like I do say some of like the most outrageous things within. I mean, it's because obviously, like, I know what I'm saying. I'm well aware of what I'm saying and what I can and can't say. But like the way I said it yesterday, the timing was beautiful on the show yesterday. Let's talk about it every Saturday at 7 p.m. But like I said, Ash is about to step in, and like literally as I said, Ash is about to step in. You just put Delhi in capitals, like it was like so fucking perfect.
Like, I mean, this man is going off again. I can just see it ramping up. See what it's gonna turn into. But yeah, no, I agree. Like, I've always been that way as well. I don't mind being the face. I do like being, you know, the center of attention at times as well. But I think in terms of business I can't even remember
Acumen,
how to acumen.
acumen.
Thank you. Yeah. Couldn't remember what the word was. I do like being a second in, just making sure that everything's running correctly, making sure that, you know, the things in the back are going well.
Yeah, no, I feel that as well. Like I see it. Like I said, we spoke about it off stream before about how, we spoke about kind of like the vision for the brand and where the network's going and stuff like that. And you kind of asked the question of like, where does everyone fit? And I feel like I can already my vision, like I have it written down. I've got a 3 month plan, a 6 month plan, a 12 month plan, a 5 year plan, and a 10 year plan. It's all written down. It's all recorded. It's all planned out. And I already see it. Like there's people, the people that are on the team now, I know exactly, in my head, I know exactly where they lie and where they will lie in the future of the brand. And don't get me wrong, there's people who are on the team right now who may not be on the team in 12 months' time. They may choose to move on, but I have an idea for their personalities of where they will be and where they lie. And also, if they are to leave, you know, the characteristics of what I will bring in. Like everything has a vision, everything has a plan. And I think when I look at the streaming space at the moment, like I've said, I don't see anyone else kind of doing what we're doing and what we want to do, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just yeah. But yeah, that's enough. You asked about my week anyway. You asked about my week, and I've gone on a fucking full tangent, a full fucking tangent of you know, like what we're doing as a company. But I will say before I move
That's the
on,
real talk. Sorry, go
that
ahead.
is the real fucking talk. That is a real fucking talk. Before I move on, just because I've done the quotes and everything, one thing I will say, because I remember someone who, I won't bait him out. A female kind of like joked when I said I called like what we're doing, like the TMGC and all that business, and we are rebranding very soon. Ash just approved the artwork today.
Sick.
And I called it a brand, and she was like, "What do you mean a brand?" And like, kind of pulled the face. And I was like, "Bro, like, do you know when you want to punch someone in the face? I do this a lot. Like, I want to punch a lot of people in the face, but
People have very punchable faces these days. I
very
can't
fucking
lie.
punchable, just very punchable personalities." But it was in the I think it's called The Art of Getting Rich, and it's kind of like how people talk about manifesting. You've got to talk about yourself and talk about your things as in as you want them to be seen. So like, yes, at the moment, obviously what we're doing is on a smaller level. But when I say a brand and when I say a company, when I say a network, it's because that's how I see us. And I think that is kind of that's just a tip for other people is kind of you do it in daily life as well. David Goggins talks about it as well, is you've got to talk about yourself in a positive manner to be seen positively. So like if you think you see it, like those ugly guys that get loads of bitches. Why do they get loads of bitches? Confidence and the way you gotta go and watch on YouTube to see what we're laughing at. But yeah, confidence. It's all about confidence, and it's the way they speak about themselves and the way they conduct themselves. And it's the same with in the streaming space and any other facet of like entertainment or business, is you've got to speak about yourself. If you're selling a product, it's got to be the best possible product you've ever seen. If you see it in like examples of sales, when someone's selling a pen, you've got to pretend like that fucking this pen right here. That's the best fucking pen you'll ever touch. This grip, this is made of fucking microfibered, sewn together polyester, They use it on spacecrafts, actually. Like you will not find another pen that has this level of grip. Like touch it. Like that's the sort of thing. It's got to be the best thing you've ever fucking put in your hand. And that's normally my penis, but this pen is better. But anyway, you know I've got to mention my penis once a podcast, once an
Every
episode,
time, bro.
once a
Every time.
podcast.
Once a pod, once a stream, once in every aspect. You're like, hey, Daddy, what's up? Yeah, my dick's long. Like, wait, bro.
You gotta see it. And to be fair, I had a few requests yesterday, so you know.
You had a few requests for what?
Not in videos.
From who?
I'll have to tell you off stream. So yeah, because we were talking about Brit was obviously talking about OnlyFans and how much that girl
Shout out your girl, Brit.
in less than 3 years, 10K she's made on OnlyFans and she doesn't even advertise it. 10K.
Brit has made 10K on OnlyFans.
Yes.
Baby!
She don't even advertise it, bro. Like
That's crazy.
some don when she first started out spent, I think she said £800, $800 on buying her catalog. So like every photo she had and every video she had, he spent £800 to just buy it all. He said, "How much for everything?" And she said, "I think she said like 800," and he was
She
like, "Bet."
just threw a number thinking it might not. Let's see if it sticks or not. And he just did it. That's crazy.
Crazy. But yeah, my week has been like, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. There's been turbulence. There's been turbulence, but it's been fucking amazing. I've ventured into variety streaming, like actual variety streaming. So currently doing Hogwarts Legacy and The Walking Dead, which I cannot wait to do. I can't wait for The Walking Dead. I don't know if anyone's played that game, but I played like the first couple seasons. It's like Telltale, so you like answer questions and then it takes you in a certain direction and then answer another question. And there's like 100 different endings to how it ends. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, it's this week has been so productive. Like I've never felt so motivated to get after everything. Yeah, and the streams have been fucking lit. Made a bunch of new friends, new connections. We've been talking about doing a bunch of other streams. Like this is something that we haven't actually talked about apart from on your stream, but I really want to do the poker stream. I
I
really
would
want
love to do a
a
poker
poker
stream.
night. I was thinking, and this is me just spitballing right now, but when we said it, I thought if we could have like a quote unquote boys' night once a month where like just a gang of like lads get together and play poker, we all took like 25 quid in and kind of, you know, like you did back in the day. I remember playing at university, like with pennies and like fucking 5p's and shit like that, and like use them as chips and shit like that. Like, yeah, I would fucking love that. We've got a Madden stream coming up soon as well. So, bro,
I'm out of the
it's
stream. That sounds like it's gonna be gas.
bro, especially with the Americans take that serious. I didn't understand how seriously Americans take Madden.
Oh, bro, when who is it? It was you and was it Flyaway? Who was it in my you and someone else in my stream just going at it?
Oh, me and Goku.
Oh, it was Goku. It was Goku.
Yeah,
Man.
I was talking to that Don today.
I was like, hey, yo, it's getting heated in here. We're talking about the Lions.
Bro, but the thing is, like, I was speaking to someone in their stream today about it who's down to like jump in as well. And I was like, yo, it'll be a lot of fun. And they were like, no, it won't. They're like, I want to do it, but it's not gonna be fun. And he was like, I don't think you understand like the toxicity and the anger and the rage that Madden brings out in like us. Like they take that shit
It's like
seriously.
FIFA. It's like FIFA. It's the same game.
Yeah,
It's the
no, it is.
same.
It is the same game. Yeah.
It's the same game, bro. I'm expecting people to slam their desks. People, like
Friendship's broken.
I'm ready to see controllers flying.
Yeah.
Cameras going off. And you just hear clang, clang, clang.
Yeah. And I've kind of said it's going to be, I'm not going to put as much work as we do into the bloodbaths because the bloodbaths are a lot of fucking work.
Oh
And,
yeah,
you know,
just make
and
it like an actual boys' night. We all
yeah,
just
yeah,
get
yeah.
together.
I'm literally going to say
Who comes, comes. Who doesn't, doesn't.
my Discord gaming channel, everyone's welcome, and we can you don't have to stream it, but I'm gonna stream it just because I think it's gonna be gas. And then all I'll do is between probably me and you is we'll just draw up a fixture list of this person's playing this person first, and then just so there's some sort of organization to it, but nothing too major, just my best of threes or something, and then just yeah, because that's what they want. Everyone's asked, they said they want a tournament, so I don't know how I'm going to
They
do it,
want
but
a
if
tournament with that.
yeah, they want a tournament.
That's a lot of work.
I and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But all I'll do is I'll just do a format of just a fixture list of give me the names, right? I've got fucking 15, 20 names, right? Put them in a randomizer or some shit. These people playing, these people, winner plays on. Sort of
Sounds like
shits.
how you
Yeah.
do a spreadsheet.
There you go, yeah. But yeah, just winner stays on. Like FIFA. Like back in the day, I remember we'd have fucking 10 boys round at my mum's house, and it'd be like winner stays on. Like that sort of shit. But we'll just do a fixture list, and it'll just be knockouts. So best of threes goes on. And then, after that we can just all chill. Like who wants to play who, and just shit talk. Because let's be honest, 90% of I think me, I can say for myself, I'm gonna get slapped up almost instantly. Because people like Bozo and Zaya play that shit every day, and have played. If we were playing FIFA, I'd lick most people. I'd put myself up against most people because I played FIFA since I was a kid. But I was playing Madden today, and I'm dog shit.
I need to practice, man. I downloaded it yesterday, and
I was
I've got
low-key
to
gonna
work
stream
on.
it tomorrow and just do open lobbies and just anyone that
Hey,
wants
if
to
you
chow me.
stream it, they can, if they want to watch two bums with no hands fight, we can do it. If people, that's what the people want.
Low-key, I'm gonna play a little bit tonight maybe, but I know Mike wants me to jump on COD, so I'm not sure. But because I was gonna do COD tomorrow, but I might low-key do Madden and then just get slapped up by a gang of people. Ash will jump in, probably slap me. Fucking,
Bro,
but
I'm not good
fucking,
at those games. Go on, Mike. What
Mike will jump in and slap me as well because he plays Madden.
does Mike play Madden?
Yeah, I spoke to him today. He's got it downloaded already. He got it on release, so he played £69.99. I paid £3 for it.
Oh, I got it for free.
I got it because loyalty points on PlayStation. So they've I had fucking, I think I had £10 worth of loyalty points on PlayStation, so yeah. But that, bro, that's gonna be gas. But yeah, we've got so much content, and then we've got some pre-recorded content we're gonna start putting out that I spoke to Ash about that I cannot wait to do, bro. Yeah, things are just, do you know what I said this to Britt, things, I don't think people understand what
What
we
we
do
do inside
behind the
emotion.
scenes, and everything is moving in such a positive way. I have not felt this positive and this what's the word when someone kind of tells you something is true? What's the word I'm looking for? Fuck. Basically, my vision's been confirmed, everything I started out with. And I'll tell you why. This is one of the reasons, and then we'll move on because I'm fucking rambling. But my boy Gosh Josh, shout out to Gosh Josh. I went into his stream. I might have told you this, but I went into his stream. We actually raided out to him, and he was like, "Yo, meat, I was thinking about you the other day," because he calls me meat. He was like, "I was thinking about you the other day." He was like, "You've done everything you said you were going to do." And I was like, "The fuck you mean? I've done everything I said I was going to do." Thinking he's thinking about someone else. Someone else has said that they were going to do something for him and they didn't. And he was like, "You've done everything you said you were going to do." And I was like, "Do you mean?" And I'd put a load of laughing emojis. And he laughed and he was like, "When you did the We Rise stream, when you were talking to me about what the We Rise was, you said your vision for TMGC is that it's going to be a network and you're going to have multiple shows." He was like, "Bro, you've got four different shows you do now. You've done everything you said you were going to do when you first started streaming." And bro, I'm there. No cap, bro. I'm not exaggerating. Every hair stood up on my head. And this was at the start of the week. And you remember I had quite a bad week, the week before, in terms of views on stream. So I was feeling a little bit down. And bro, sometimes when you're doing this, you have blinkers on, and when shit's really bad, you can kind of get locked in at it's not working.
Tunnel vision,
But
yeah.
when you open up and actually look, and you go, shit,
Look how far you've come.
6 months of streaming, and because it was around no, it was 2 months when I did the We Rise. But so say 7 months, we started out with one show, and now we've got We Rise, we've got the Bloodbaths, we've got Real Talk. We've got Let's Talk About It. We've got the spotlight that we do, like the promo page. We've got a pre-recorded thing that we're going to be bringing out in the next month or so. Like, we've come a long fucking way. We've come a long fucking
Facts.
way. And sometimes it's hard to see that when shit's not going the way you think it should go. But a podcast I was listening to, the guy said, before every major leap forward in your life, God will challenge you. And whether you're religious or not, I feel like life does work like that, that like you will have tests to see whether you're worthy to go to the next step.
If you can step up to the plate, for sure.
Yeah. Like it's like gaming. It's like gaming. Before you go to the next level, you've got to beat the boss. And it's kind of it streaming has been like that for me. Like there has been those like fall offs. But when you look at it and how far we've come, and that goes for all of us, you see where you start streaming. We were just talking about it. You decided to press go live on your Xbox one day, no mic, no webcam,
Nope, I had a mic. I had a mic,
no PC.
guys.
No, but this mic you've got here,
Oh, this one?
yeah,
No, yeah, no mic.
the setup. Like you had the gaming headset. You had none of that when you started streaming, and now you're sat there. You built your first PC. You've got a whole different setup. You've got a cam. You've got a fucking real mic. I don't think you can see mine, but yeah, we've come so far. We've come so
We
far.
have, man. And let me tell you something. Building a PC is the biggest mistake I made, personally.
What do you mean?
Oh my God, man. I'm so obsessed. Like
Oh
I'm to, like
yes.
I still I'm still like thinking of things to do. I built it. Like it's done. I don't need to do anything else to it, but I still think of stuff that I want to update. I am so desperately looking for someone to build, like want to build a PC but not want to do it themselves so that I can fucking do it. Like I've just I was like going up to my girlfriend. I was like, "You still play The Sims, right? Like, how about you buy the stuff and I'll build your PC for you."
Well, but the thing is that is a, I mean, it is a legitimate business. So people do fucking do that for a living, like especially nowadays where like people are so like piece the whole PC master race and stuff. Like, yeah, I could completely see you. And you've got a YouTube video coming out.
Yeah, I'm still in the beginning phase of editing that video. It's so long, like it's so long c collating all of the content and like cutting it down. Because not only do you have to cut it down, then you have to edit it to transition smoothly. I will be probably making some transitions as well, little memes in there. So like it's just a very lengthy process.
I can do it.
Oh man, I used to. So when I was making like. I got pretty big on Vine. I think I had like 1.2K on
Oof.
Vine in like 6 months or something like that. And I would make Vine was only 6 second videos,
Yeah.
but I would spend like 7, 8 hours on just pure editing. Like what again? This for me, Vine was to work on transitions. So I would edit like music videos, but with different transitions in. So people were like, "Sick, how did you do that?" Or like wondering where the magic come from. Like it's not just a simple transition, or sometimes it is. You like sometimes the best things they happen seamlessly and you don't even notice it, and you're like, "Oh fuck!" Like
Yeah.
that was something.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got pretty big doing that. But yeah, you'd spend hours to get like 6 seconds of content, and people like either just really fuck with it or they just don't get it. But yeah,
No, bro.
it was really cool. It was really fun, and that's where the itch started. And I never fully gave that up.
No, I'll agree with like, 'cause I post every day on TikTok and on YouTube every day. So I know, and my videos like they're like 30 seconds long, but I started doing compilation videos of like kills and stuff in Warzone that are like 5 minutes long, max 5 minutes, and it took an entire day for me to make that video. And then when you post that video, and it doesn't do anything. And I stopped doing it because mid-length content doesn't work now at all. Like, as in, like, on TikTok. So on TikTok, and this is researched. Like, this is actual legitimate, like, the shit. The most viewed videos are between 15 seconds and 30 seconds long. Anything after that, the drop off is like severe. I couldn't tell you the stats. I have seen the stats and I've read up on it, but they have to be between 30, 15 seconds and 30 seconds is like the golden like arch. Like after that, no one watches, which is weird because TikTok doesn't pay you until it's a minute or longer. Like you don't get paid. Like any advertisement goes out the window. You won't get anything unless your post is sponsored, but you won't get anything. But so I stopped doing it because I it was soul destroying. I make the clips I make that are short, super short form. They take like an hour probably to make, just because like I said, like the transitions you have to go through. I use CapCut and Photoshop, but you have to go and get those clips. You have to edit it all down. You have to make sure it all works seamlessly. Then you have to make the transition because my transition is a transition from the video into my channel artwork, or if I'm posting for something else and it'll be that artwork. But either way, it's time consuming. So you make the YouTube video, bro. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that shit.
Right. Yeah, I mean it's worth it. It's one of the things as well that you just have to grind it out. Like all your videos aren't gonna bang. It's like streaming. Like not everything's gonna hit. And what I noticed when I was posting the Vine is what, depending on what time, even time you post,
Yep.
is crazy. So I never used to post in UK time. I always used to post in America time. So sometimes I would even wake up or it'd be like 2 a.m. So I wasn't sleeping because I was
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
freaking teenager. But yeah, I used to like stay up 2 a.m., post a video, go to sleep. My alarm would not even wake me up. It would be the anticipation of seeing, because if I knew I made like a banger video, I would just be like, put my phone on silent. And then with anticipation, I like wake up before my alarm, and first thing I do is check my Vine and
No,
see
I do that shit
absolute
now,
fucking
bro.
bangers, bro. And I remember a couple of times I like posted it in the evening, so like maybe 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Then I would head to the gym, come back home at 11, like 40 likes when I'm usually getting sort of 200 to 300. And I'd be like, fuck, man. And one guy I was speaking to, he was like, you only got 40, delete it. Delete it and repost it.
Yeah.
Repost it the next day at like two when you usually post it. Then ended up getting like 150 likes in an hour, and I was like, shit. So yeah,
No,
time is money,
I've
bro.
been told to do that recently with my YouTube, because it just to reiterate what you were saying. So like TikTok, I can post at anytime, and it'll always get the similar amount of likes. You know, it's fine. Similar amount of likes, similar amount of views. But YouTube Shorts, I can only post during the day. If I post them before I go to bed, I'll wake up in the morning and it'll either have no views at all or it'll have minimal views. If I post it first thing in the morning, it'll run up. It'll get hundreds, if not thousands. Like YouTube Shorts isn't that big. I think like the biggest, most viewed video I've got on there is like maybe 3,000 views.
Down.
Whereas like on TikTok, I think my biggest one on there is like 10,000. But I mean, the thing is, I told my son's mother that, and she laughed at me because her fucking TikToks get like fucking, yeah, we won't even talk about it. But we all know why she gets the views. That's all I'm gonna say. Fucking simping motherfucking men. That's
Speaking of fucking TikToks as well, have you seen that? Like, I think it's the most liked TikTok or most viewed TikTok. It's the Uno edit one.
No, I didn't know.
Oh my God, I have to find this
Bro,
one for you, bro.
you're gonna have to send me that shit.
I'm gonna find it right now. It's so easy to
While you're
find.
saying that though, have you seen it's actually gonna get banned in the States? Brit was telling me like it's a matter of like when, not if. Like it's going to get
Like
banned in the States.
it's a hundred
She
percent
said
getting
it's
banned.
100%. She said there's no debate. It's like when is it going to get banned, isn't
Why
it?
was that decided? What happened?
Because
I
of,
remember seeing there was
I believe it's because of China data mining.
my God.
So like it's just like it's part of like the cyber war, I think. But I was watching something this morning on like a, it's a guy who interviews like millionaires and billionaires, and he was saying this one like millionaire, he was 24, I believe. 24, he started his business when he was 22, and he made his first million within the first 2 years. So, well, of course he did because he was 24. But either way, he made his first million in the first year, say. That's when he became a certified millionaire. And it's because of cybersecurity, which you'll know. But he said that countries are spending upwards of 7% of their GDP on cybersecurity now,
It's a
which is.
very, it's a very, because it's more costly to, it's more costly to pay for any breaches and aftermath of breaches than it is to actually protect yourself. And it's a very prominent thing as well. I think there's like 3 point, I don't want to get the number wrong. I think it was 3.84 million or billion that is lost in cyber incidents around the world
Yeah.
annually. And it's nuts.
I think it might be more than that, bro. Because this guy was talking about like the way he was talking, he was saying countries lose upwards of trillions of dollars a year due to data mining and data hacking. And he said like you can the way he was describing it is basically he said if you know cybersecurity and start a business and go to any company within your chosen like. Where you're choosing to operate, he said you will make millions. He said because he said you can go to your local corner store and show them how easy it is to hack their system and their bank accounts, and they will buy your products. He said like you don't you can it's as easy as back in the day when people used to go and sell the internet. Like the minute people see what it can do, you've got them locked. He said if you can go into a store and show. I can take control of your card reader within 30 seconds, which can be done. You will sell your product on the spot there. And he said, within the first year, you will be a millionaire. It's fucking
It's true. That's why there's
crazy.
been a huge rise of cybersecurity companies. And that's what it's probably one of the, because there's an abundance of it, it's probably one of the best fields to get into. Especially if you want to make some money and
Because of how new it
almost
is as well,
always
bro.
work remotely.
Because of how new it is, like the I'm sure there is. You'll know better than me because you work in that field. But there's the com there's it's not known. Like companies, there's no one company I don't believe anyway, or that I've seen. Like I say, I'm a complete layman, but there's not one company that's dominating the cybersecurity world right now. So it's probably quite easy. It's probably quite easy to start a business and it take off because it's fairly new in the scope of like things. It's not like a whole age company. Like there'll be like DHL who fucking dominate that right now because it's been whole age has been around since the dawn of man. So someone's dominated the market. Whereas a cybersecurity has what been around 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah, probably a little bit longer, but
It's new though in terms of like, you know, the birth of it. So you can probably, if you start a business in that, you could probably make millions in the first fucking couple of years you started it, if you know what you're doing.
yeah, I think there's also so many avenues to cybersecurity, like that you it's not just a one bracket fits all, because it's very hard for a company to fully have a product suite for every aspect of cybersecurity, because then your attention is spread very, very thin and your resources are spread very, very thin. Most companies focus on one aspect like email or cloud or network, etc. There are a few companies that try to expand in other avenues as well. But yeah, it's you can easily find a gap somewhere and try to if you can leverage AI, so if you can leverage self-learning AI, you're already like halfway there, you're onto a winner.
Bro, I fucking hate AI. We've talked about this a bunch on here, but I've been working with it a lot this past couple of weeks. It is terrifying, bro. Like, it's fucking terrifying. Like, so like for those that don't know, because I've spoke about it a little bit in my stream and some other places, but like I'm rebranding a little bit, and like so I've been using it to make my artwork. And then, like, kind of taking that and then putting it in Photoshop and then editing to kind of make it like my product, bro. Like the shit this shit can do. Like I could do you. I spent like 6 hours talking to this motherfucker. Like, and I felt like I was talking to like a product designer, like the guy who originally designed my logo. I felt like that. Like I was like, "Oh, what color do you want?" And then like type in the color. "Oh, what kind of backdrop do you want?" And then like you start, bro, it's fucking scary. It's scary, but it is the future. It is the future.
I found this really weird thing. It was like an AI interviewer. So it like helps you with like knowing your strengths and weaknesses in a job. So it's literally asking you like interview style questions. And I felt like it was a real person like
That's
talking to me.
scary.
And it took all the information, and within like 24 hours, I don't know how sophisticated it is, but within 24 hours, it gave me all of my strengths, all of my weaknesses, what I could do like better or what I can improve in the future. And it was just very, it was a very surreal thing because you could really, it takes your mannerisms, it understands your behavior, like your characteristics, what sentences you use, if you use like too much punctuation, if you can't explain anything properly, and it will just regurgitate and spit it out and tell you like great points and weaknesses about you. And it's kind of nuts. And plus I'm always on Twitter. It's something that I need to work on, but like deep fakes of things are just insane.
It's and this is kind of what's scary, because anyone that's watched Black Mirror, like Black Mirror did an episode where they kind of it was based, I think it was based in like East Asia. I might be getting that wrong though, but I think the episode was based in East Asia. But it was essentially like you it was based around AI and social media, and it was kind of like depending on what characteristics you ticked, depended on like where you could go in the city. And like what access points you had, and like what kind of social circle you could maneuver in. And what you're saying just there kind of confirms those things of like, kind of like if you've got like an AI interviewer who already can, like, so this is where I'll say it. If you're going into an interview, you can fake it. Like, I've done it plenty of times. I've gone into a job and got the job because I've just been everything that they're expecting me to be. Because you can deceive another human. You can't deceive AI. Like it will, and that's what the kind of avenue that we're going down is, kind of like people who aren't as skilled or maybe as like I'm struggling not to be too offensive, but the people in this the typical working class, or the typical stereotypical depiction of the working class, will just move further down in terms of the social standings, because unless you can articulate yourself properly, unless you have skills and are willing to learn and develop, like people like me and you are, who are constantly self-improving, AI is going to filter out those people, and the gap between those are just going to get more and more. So the importance of having a skill that can't be manipulated and can't be performed by AI is so much more important now, because the AI is just going to filter out those classes. It's so, bro, it actually terrifies me. Actually terrifies me, this shit can do, because it's the early stages of AI as well.
Yeah, we're going to reach the point of singularity in 2030, apparently. So, can't wait to see what that looks like.
This is why you kind of got to do what we're doing now and kind of find those skills that the AI can't manipulate. Because stuff like social media and the human element, because people, why do people come to Twitch?
To
For
go see your favorite person
yeah,
and do whatever.
for human interaction. Because people used to go to a pub or to social gatherings to get that human touch, to get that human interaction. We see a lot, and this is going to be controversial, but we see a lot with female streamers. Like a lot of men, lonely men. It's real talk, so you're just gonna have to accept what I'm about to say. But a lot of men go to female streamers for the female interaction aspect. I'm not talking necessarily relationship wise or for some sort of like gratification. They go to a female streamer because of that female interaction that they're not getting in their personal lives at that time. And it's the same with just being a streamer in general. People go to streamers a lot of the time for a human interaction. The amount of lonely people I've come into contact with who have quite literally DM'd me saying that, like, they'll say, "Oh, thank you for the stream today," like, you know, and then they tell their life story, which I've had a few times where I've had people basically tell me how they were fucking bullied, they have no friends, and my stream or someone else's stream is a highlight of their day. So I think in terms of like what we're doing now, I think what social media and this entertainment side of things is one of the avenues that people need to pursue and be successful at, because a lot of the mundane jobs are just going to get sifted out. McDonald's have just opened their first self-service restaurant. Like, it's
Zero human employees in there.
Amazon are opening their own supermarkets, their own stores that are completely AI operated. Like, you go in, it scans your face when you walk in, it scans everything you pick up as you work through the store, and then as you leave, it charges you as you leave the store.
Oh, they've already done that.
It's been open for like it's been open a minute. Like, I
Yeah,
think they've
they've done
got
that for this, well, for the US people you won't know, but like Sainsbury's, Tesco's as well, I think, are doing that. I remember in a place I used to work, there was literally saying you could walk in, pick something, and walk out. And so as long as you had like an, you have to have an account to even be able to get in.
Yeah.
But you don't need to take out your phone or anything. If your phone's in your pocket, if registered, which is also scary because that means that with that app, I think people underestimate how much apps can see. It's something that I have recently been doing where I don't have certain apps on my phone anymore. Like I just won't do it because they're looking into your like your folders, your files, your pictures, your location is constantly on. And if someone manages to hack your phone, I mean, why would anyone want to hack the average Joe? But if someone does, then they can also copy your Wi-Fi router. They can then copy all the passwords you save onto on whichever browser you use, Google, Microsoft, whatever. And it just gets deeper from there. So like, yeah, it's just very scary that AI will be able to soon do this. And if someone is able to hack the AI or AI decides to share this information,
Yeah.
it's very dangerous.
They say that someone said, I think it might have been on a Rogan episode, but someone said the biggest currency in the world is data. Like, the most valuable currency in the world is data. Like, because what companies do, and this is why when you go, this is why it was created, I believe, anyway, that when you go onto a website now, you have to confirm what analytics you're willing for that website to collect, because people sell analytics. Like, it is the most valuable commodity on earth at the moment, apparently, is data. So, like, analytics on how humans are behaving, how they're moving, what are they looking at, what are they not looking at, what garners the most attention, you know, human pattern. And like you say, once AI understands all that, and then that shit gets, it's a dark hole. You look at you watch like the Snowden documentary on what governments are collecting alone, and this is that's where you get into conspiracy theories. I mean, the Snowden thing is real, like, you know, he released all those files, but it's a crazy time to be alive, you know, bro. It's a crazy time,
A very
like,
wild time.
especially our generation, because we got to see pre-internet, we got to see the
We've seen the
pre-internet
ever we've seen the whole timeline,
spectrum.
the
But
whole entire timeline of that.
that 25-year period that we've like kind of lived through, I'm not saying we're 25, but that like the kind of where the internet really took off from like the
The
AOL
exponential
days.
growth, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's
We went from having dial up to the worldwide web, Google, then now suddenly AI in the last four 5 years.
But
It's
I would say like those AOL days where your mom was screaming for you to get off the internet so she could take a phone call, to then like the Google days, to then like the Facebook days, to now the TikTok days. Like, those big leaps forward, because they were like the AOL and the Google, that was a big leap, and then from Google through to like Facebook, that big leap into social media, and then from Facebook to now TikTok. It's crazy, and that just shows, if that's the rate of growth from then to there, what's the next 5 years look like? Like, that is, I think personally, the next big leap is what Elon Musk's working on at the moment, which is the hairline transplant. What do they call it? Basically, it's an implant that's the size of a piece of hair that can be placed
And you
inside
can
your.
see everything, right?
Yeah,
Like it's.
your eyes. Basically, you have a. Essentially, the only way I could define it is like a PC inside your head, or a mobile phone or cell phone inside your head, that you have to think about something to have access to it. So you, if you were like walking forward and you said, "Oh, I want to check what Ash sent me on WhatsApp," I think that, and it appears in my peripheral view, and I can kind of see the message as I'm walking down the street through my eyes. Like that shit is fucking crazy, but.
I don't want to be a huge nerd, but I think someone's played chess with that already. With the isn't it called the Neuralink?
Neuralink, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, I
Yep.
think someone's played chess with that already.
What, they've already got it?
Yeah, I think someone. Yeah, so a paralyzed man in Arizona
Yes,
was
yeah,
the
I did
first
see
one
this.
to
I did see this.
get it.
And the way the its huge selling point is they say it will cure dementia. Like dementia will no longer be a thing because all your data will be uploaded to it. So like I think that's a long term vision, and it won't be the long term vision because the long term vision will be a capitalistic version. But one of the benefits they say is that kind of like your data will always be stored, so you'll never be able to forget anything,
Someone can just hack my brain. It's crazy.
bro. But that's where it's going. But the thing is, we'll all buy it, bro.
No.
No, you shake your head now, bro.
No.
But if someone said to you, Ash, like in about 10 years' time, you're gonna have a tracker that you keep on you at all times that I can track your every movement if I wanted to.
Oh, my phone.
You'd say no, bro. You'd say no fucking way. No fucking way. But
There's
we do
no way
it.
I'm getting a Neuralink, bro. There's no shot. There's nothing on this earth
No, I
that
say the
would.
same thing, bro. I say the same thing, but I understand the human psyche enough to know that it will probably happen.
I don't think so. I think people are too clued in and locked in because you also got to think that's going to be expensive, so it's not going to be for general public.
Nah,
It's.
I think the selling point is they'll be cheap, bro, because they'll sell it cheap so everyone will get it. And then they've got data.
No, but you're also not thinking about the stuff that you're gonna have to, because at least with my phone, if someone hacks this, I can just break it. You can't break like I can't break my head.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to get antivirus software. You're gonna have to get some sort of cybersecurity, because you don't want people in yet. Like people, it's not gonna be as
Humans are
expensive as
sheep,
people
though,
think.
bro. Humans are sheep. I don't, bro. When it comes out, would I get it? No, but I just believe that it will be get to a point where it's impossible not to have it because you'll need it for every commodity that life provides. Like I don't like with your phone now. With your phone now, you've got everything on it. Yeah, you've probably got your card on it, like your bank card on it. You've got your social life on it. You've got your family on it. Your whole life is contained within this. Like if I go, bro, when I do this, like when I get out of the car or something, and I'm like, shit, fuck. Like I panic when my phone's not with me. Like and I do it and I'm like, what? Like, bro, I don't let bitches have this much control over me. Why am I letting an inanimate object have this much control over me? Like, but it does. It
Yeah, you
does.
need to do a cleanse, man. Let the battery die, and like put your phone. Because you know
My entire
when I was
career
a
is on that now.
man, nah, I can still do it. When I was a broke teenager, and your phone broke, and you're like, "Fuck, I can't." My dad said I'm not allowed to get a phone for another month or two or some shit like
Oh
that,
shit.
and you had to go, bro. I would be, I the first like 3 4 days, you're lost. But I remember like afterwards he would give me the phone and I wouldn't even unbox that bitch for another like 2 weeks. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, actually I don't actually need it. Like there's so many other things you can be doing.
Let me have a look. Do you know what I'll do?
You need to
What I'm
do a
going to quickly
phone
do is
cleanse, man.
I'm going to quickly check how much time I spend on my phone.
I don't even know how to do that.
Have you got an iPhone?
Nah.
Oh, okay. You're just going to battery on iPhone.
Oh shit. Let me just do that. My Samsung, let's see what we got. The superior.
So in the last 24 hours, yeah, last 24 hours, I've been on my screen for 16 hours.
Shit.
My screen's been on for 16 hours of the last 24 hours. I spend on average 11 and a half hours on my phone in a day.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
my average. In the last 10 days, my average. And for those that don't believe me when I say I'm on Twitch heavy, on my phone alone, I spend 20% of my days. I've spent
So, wait, how long have you been on your screen? Sorry.
I spend on average in the last 10 days, I've averaged 12 hours on my phone.
I must have that.
So a
Oh,
day. In the last 24 hours, I've spent 16 hours.
I've only had 3 hours and 35 minutes of screen time.
Bro, and you've got to think. So I'll be sat here. So for those, you'll have to go to YouTube to see this. So I'll sit here. My gaming monitor is in front of me here. I'll have that on. I'll
Shit.
have my phone on with someone's chat up, because what I'll typically do is I'll have my headset on. I don't think you can see that, but I'll have my headset on, but I'll have one ear out and I'll have an AirPod in the other with my with someone's stream up, because I'll be talking to them. And
Yeah.
then I'll have my PC on here, which I'm looking at now, with two streams up, because for those that don't know, only two channels actually count towards someone's views. Any more than that, they don't count them. So I'll have two streams up. So I'll have their streams up as well as Twitter and Discord. And then I've got a laptop down here, and I'll have like, if I'm editing a video or I'm watching YouTube or something, I'll have a screen up down here as well. So like, bro, like, this is what I mean. Like, technology is fucked. I'm looking at four screens a day when I'm at home. Like, that shit is crazy.
Yeah,
And this
that's
is.
wild.
And just wait until they put that fucking implant in me, and then it'll be fucking five screens, because my eyes will contain a screen. That shit is fucking crazy,
Devin's
bro.
gonna be watching porn while streaming, guys.
Bro, imagine porn though with Neuralink. You'll be able to immerse yourself, because what you'll probably be able to do, there'll be like a full screen option on your eyes. So you'll
Oh.
actually literally be able to like actually fuck
Oh,
like
so when the guy is about to bust, you're like fucking ducking. Oh shit.
No way. 4D cinema as well, so you get like the feeling, like, because it's Neuralink, so you can attach your nervous system so it feels it whacking you in the face. What the
I'm so
fuck?
done, bro.
No,
Yeah.
Zaps will be on that shit heavy.
Zaps is the first patient. He's the first guy to have it. He went to
Zaps.
Arizona specifically for that.
Ain't no way Zap's getting splashed on his fucking wild. That's going, by the way, that's getting clipped as well. That's good. They could, no context, just all it says is Zaps will definitely be going to Arizona to get splashed on. That's fucking crazy.
If Zabs does return on the spot, I need him to wear that shirt he bought. I need the world to see.
What's the girl's name?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney, yeah. Him and his fucking snow bunnies, bro. Him and his snow bunnies. I can't, bro. I can't with that guy. That's why I said, I'll say it. I'll put in the group chat. That boy needs some pussy in his life. I'm just saying it.
Hey,
It's real
yo.
talk. It's real talk. He just needs it. Because there is no. Are you telling me there's any celebrity woman in this world that you're like has that much control over you? Like that man really be spending time searching that bitch up, like.
Talking about her every day. And you know what
That
the worst part is? People on Twitter defend him. I'm like, I think I posted, I'm like, Zaps, you talk about her so much. She's posting on my Twitter feed. Stop. And people were like,
I
is that
know.
the worst thing you could look at? I
Bro.
didn't say that. I just don't want it on my shit.
No, that, bro. But this is what I mean. The minute he gets some pump pump, like, he'll forget all about Sydney Sweeney, because there'll be a real life woman that he can touch. Like, I can't.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, but either way, yeah, I'm gonna just say it, Zaps. Like, just, a real woman will change everything for you, by the way. Everything. Because there ain't no woman, like, if I was to say, if you would say, like, Deli, who's like your dream woman, it'd probably be between Maya Jama and Sin Santana. But none of those women do I see on a daily basis. Do I? Because I get it, bro. I could go on Twitter now, and it'll be Zaps is liked, and it'll be a picture of Sydney Sweeney Why am I seeing,
100%.
bro? Why
100%.
am I
I think
seeing
if
this
I go
one?
on this profile right now, I don't have to scroll down that far. I think it's like the fifth post.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. But while we're on the subject of women, because I want to talk about this because I know it won't be too long before we have to wrap up. So I was scrolling through Reddit.
We got a Reddit post.
One of my favorite places on earth. Speaking of, one of the best things to come from technology is Reddit. It used to be Tumblr. Tumblr used to be my place to go, but Reddit is that place. And because of obviously the Saturday show we do, and obviously we've done a bunch of reactions to like breakup texts and breakup texts, that's what we're going to get onto. Breakups and cheating and stuff like that. So my Reddit feed is just relationship shit. And the post that spawned what I want to talk about was titled, "He just sent me the rudest breakup text ever."
First of all, the fact that you're getting broken up by text is already rude. Like, that's already levels of rudeness. But I need to see how far this rabbit hole. Have you ever broken up with someone by a text?
Whole gang of times, a whole gang of times,
Fucking
whole
monster,
gang
bro.
of times. It's sometimes it's warranted. The worst way I've broken up with a girl is just by blocking her. No response, just blocked her, and never told her.
What do you mean you never told her? She just figured it out.
But I don't know. She might still think we're together now, but. Because I suppose I just deleted her
Hey.
number, blocked her on everything, and yeah, never spoke to her again. But
Hey, yo.
I think, I mean, there was a time when I was like an absolute cunt, so I deserved every like I was horrible to some women. Some women I've definitely ruined some good girls. But sometimes it's warranted. Like if a girl's being, I think if you're 6 months into a relationship. And a woman is acting wild. I think just dropping a message going, "Yo, this just ain't fucking working for me."
Not for me.
Like, yeah, I think that's warranted, don't you? If a woman's moving bookie as fuck.
I think, a text though is wild.
It is wild, but so let me play this scenario for you. You've been seeing a girl for 6 months. You are exclusive, and she starts like dropping you. And so this is actually a real life thing that I went through, but dropping your messages, stalking your Instagram, asking who this bitch is, who's that bitch, or why haven't you replied for 30 minutes? You speaking to that bitch, like although you know that behavior, immature behavior, and you're just getting bugged out, bro. You're just getting bugged out because your phone is going bing, 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 or like vibrating, like, and you're just trying to live your life. I think it's okay to just reply to her and go, "Yo, like, this, you're like stressing me out. This is not working. You tried speaking to her. There's no getting through to her."
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always tried. Actually, I think I have broken up with a girl by text because,
Oh, I'm the bad guy, and then this guy is just like.
okay, so one time I broke up with someone and she tried to follow me home,
Tried
and
to
she
follow
didn't,
you home.
yeah, she didn't know where I lived originally, so I didn't want her.
So no, she was a stalker because she followed you home.
She's like, so basically, I said it's not working, and then she. I was at in university at the time, so I was just taking the bus. I didn't have a car. So she was like, she hopped on the bus with me, and
What the fuck?
I was like, okay, we're not breaking up. We'll talk about it. And then I think I like text her like a week later, like, yeah.
Psych.
Did
Deuces.
just freaked out.
I think there's situations where it's warranted, is my point. It's probably for both your safeties. It's probably warranted. There's been a few crazies. And don't get me wrong,
Crazies.
I understand. No, and I mean crazies. Can I say this? Yeah, I'm gonna say it. I think we can say it. I don't think we'll get in trouble for saying it. I won't say the word because I don't think I can say the word. So I went on. I was seeing this girl. We weren't official, but we'd been on a few dates. I think she probably thought we were exclusive, actually thinking about it. But either way, she was crazy as fuck. Went to this party that my friend had because he was a DJ, so he was holding this like student party. at a house. It was like in a basement. I don't know why he needed all the specifics, but we went there anyway. And we had a great time. And, you know, me and her got it on, all that business. I got her, I actually paid for her taxi. So, you know, that reputation I've got.
Wow.
I paid for her
Wow, you
taxi.
paid for a taxi
I
for
put
us.
her in the taxi because she was drunk, all of that. She went home. I went home. We were both living with her parents at the time because we were that student age. I've never been to university, but she was at university in the city I'm from. I texted her the next morning, saying I had a great time last night. Well, go on, all of that. I said, "How are you feeling today?" And she was like, "Not great." I'm like, "Okay, what's up?" Thinking she might just be hungover or some shit. She's like, "I'm in hospital." I'm like, "Raw, like you good?" And she was like, "Oh yeah, I just tried to commit last
Oh,
night."
wow.
I just blocked it, bro. I just blocked it. I did not sign up for that. I just blocked it. I was like, "Bro, this is way too heavy. I'm like 17 years old, 18 years old, like."
True. That did get thrown around a little bit
I was like,
that age.
"Bro, I've been on like 4 dates with this girl, and she's telling me she's tried to
Unalive.
unalive." That's the word I'm looking for. I tried to unalive herself. I was like, I wasn't even like deuces, bro.
Not my problem.
I was like, "But bro, it wasn't even like it's not my problem. It's just like,
It's a lot to deal with when you're 17.
bro." But not just that, but also, you know what it was like. So that was like when I was 17, was like probably like the My Chemical Romance, like that kind of era. Like that term was thrown around a lot. Like, do I lie?
No,
Like it was
no,
a lot, and I was just like, bro, like I didn't, because I was kind of, I went through like a Suicide Girl era that I was into, you know, like Suicide Girls, you know, like heavy tattooed, jet black hair.
Yesterday, I'm aware of I'm aware of the term.
And she was one of those girls, but she took that to her. She took that term literally, like. And I was like, I'm out. Yeah. So yeah, that's probably the worst breakup I've done. Yeah, but the text one I've done a bunch of times because yeah, like I say, I think just for both your safeties it's good. But yeah, I can understand.
I just moved country and got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst breakup I've ever done.
I
Literally just
love
this girl wasn't getting it. Like I didn't want to be with her, and then I just moved countries, and she still texts me. And then
you did say deuces, you went meow and got a plane.
I took a flight, and then yeah, and then got a girlfriend.
You know what? At some point, because we want to do this, but at some point we're gonna have to do like craziest relationship stories.
I don't really have a. They're not really crazy because I don't really.
You got stalked. You got followed home. Like
Yeah,
that's.
but they're not. I it wouldn't call it crazy because like I'm pretty good at dealing with that situation. I was like, all right, cool. Then we're not gonna do it.
You basically tricked her.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I lied. I
Yeah.
lied. They always end in lies, basically. But I don't really have it. It's not too crazy. It's just got like weird anomalies, but I wouldn't say crazy. But we have.
I've got some.
For your sake, I'll pull out some popcorn. I'm willing to listen to you talk for an hour.
Wait, no, that is, we were talking about potentially having guests in the future. Maybe that's one where we have to get like Abe on, because I know Abe's got some fucking stories because he's got 12 baby mums.
I definitely know I'm just not talking in that one. I'm just gonna listen. That one. I'm gonna be a viewer. You're gonna not have me on that one, so I can just
No,
listen to
you
their
need
shit.
to. The reason you need to be there for that one is because if we get it ever get Abe on this channel, that's where we're gonna need a mediator and a fucking someone to just make sure this channel doesn't get deleted on like Spotify, Amazon, and fucking Apple Music all in one go.
I'm gonna have to hit that. I'm gonna have to edit that episode that day. You're gonna send everything to me. I'm like, just leave it to me. We're gonna record like 2.5 hours. It's gonna be a 20-minute episode.
Yeah, trust. So this girl says, "I feel sick right now. I can't cry or anything. I literally feel like my whole world is spinning. Me and my boyfriend have been seeing each other for approximately a year. We were supposed to hang out tomorrow. Then all of a sudden, at 1 a.m., he sends me a super short message that reads, that he wants to just be friends and this isn't going to work. That's not the end of it. I just want to analyze that first portion, because the time of day, the amount of time they've been together, what was he doing at 1 a.m. that made him think, this is the time I send that message?
Oh, you're just sitting in bed and you're like, man, this, the way this girl eats her food, I've fucking had enough. The way she scrapes that knife on the plate, and it rings in my ear and it rattles my brain. I can't fucking do it. Why does she sneeze like a grown dad? Like, you know.
Why does she sneeze like a...
I get it, bro. I get it.
I actually had a friend that broke up with a girl because of the way she swallowed painkillers. Yeah, he was like
I just a cartoon, no, like a cartoon character eating hams, bro.
No, for real. Like he was legit. Like, bro, every time she takes a painkiller, it just pisses me the fuck off. I can't do it anymore. And he broke up with her literally for that. It's funny that where both our brains went, because I was like, he definitely cheated on this girl and was like, before she finds out,
I knew that was you. But I've definitely been doing absolutely fucking nothing at 1 a.m. and just been like, fuck this bitch. I'm gonna just end it all right now.
So 1 a.m. sends me a super short text basically saying he just wants to be friends and can't do this anymore. He doesn't want to pursue anything else. He cheated on this bitch because he said, I don't want to pursue anything else, but I just want to be friends.
No,
he's saying, it's not because of another girl. I promise you, it's not because of another girl. But it's because of another girl.
I don't want to pursue anything else, and I just want to be friends. He's just sick of her, but he also doesn't want to get stabbed.
Yeah, no, doesn't want to pursue anything else. I asked why, and he said it just came out of the blue to him.
He likes another girl. He cheated on her.
100%. And then she said, "But why?" And he just sent the shrugging emoji. Ain't no way. He just said that.
This, I don't know.
Again, go to YouTube to see these responses.
That's... Okay, he might not have cheated, but I think there's definitely a girl maybe he's liked that's looking more like a feasible target now. And, like, the motion... The things are in motion, and he's like, okay.
No, you're right. Things are in motion.
You're the bench warmer. And now the main star's coming on, so I'm gonna need you to,
yeah,
we need you to put everything to the left.
She says our relationship has never been better. We've never been closer. We've never had more fun. I just feel like I'm spinning in circles. I don't understand. Can someone help?
You ain't hurt.
You
ain't hurt.
It, you don't throw it back like her. It don't arch like her. Like, you don't make the happy life noise. Like, all of that.
You can't swallow painkillers. you are not her.
You just can't clean a plate. Like, you can't. You just don't eat like her. But he's cheated, Annie. He's cheated.
I don't know if he's cheated. I think
he's with his boys. He's with his boys, and it's just like. His boys are like, yo, Charmaine keeps asking about you, you know? She keeps asking where you're at. Why aren't you at the motive right now? And you're like, you know, Charlene wants to see me tonight. I've got to go hang out with her. And his boys are just like, bro, you're dropping. You're fumbling right now. You know she's got that nyash. And you're going to settle for that one? Nah, bro. And he's like, you know what, boys? It's 1 a.m. You know what? The motive's like popping off. Let me just text this bitch real quick. Boom, boom, boom. And then he was in those cheeks. He was...
Yeah, I in my head he's talking to the girl, but he's talking to it on a friend thing.
You're speaking for yourself right now. This is you, bro. You were that guy. I'm speaking to it as a friend. Bro, this ain't you. You ain't gonna pretend. You listen, know.
If this was me and that happened, I would think the reason that would happen is because I've been speaking to somebody
This guy has been speaking to somebody, not me, because I would never do that. This guy has been speaking to somebody on a friendly friend thing, but he might have liked her, he might not. And she's gone, "What are you doing right now?" So he's still texting, still friendly friend, like, "Oh, I'm just chilling, chilling." He's waiting for the green light. He's waiting for the so to not be a bad person, he got the green light. He's like, "I don't want to be a cheat in these streets. I don't want people thinking. So let me just quickly, hey, I don't know why. Epiphany moment. I don't think you're my wife. See ya." And that's like it. That's it.
And then he jumped in the then he jumped in the whip and
Yeah,
went
that's
and
why he
clapped
could only
cheeks.
do this because he
Yeah.
can't type. He's dry. He's skirt. He's speeding. He just he crossed three red lights.
He's like, "Hey
He's
Siri, hey Siri, send Charlene the shrug emoji."
Hey Siri, can you tell her I don't care? Would you like to send a shrug emoji? Yeah, sure, Siri, whatever. He left that car on fucking on too, bro. Door unlocked, ran up to that fucking hotel. Yeah, he's shit. Wait, what is going on? Why can't I hear enough of it? Oh, yeah. Wait, Daddy, I don't think I can hear you. Wait, Daddy, can you hear me? I can't hear you, bro. After these messages. I'll be right back.
You hear me now?
What the hell happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
You
Oh
unplugged
dear.
your mic?
So basically, you can see my mic here. When I do this, it mutes it. So I must have accidentally tapped it. So the part that they missed where I was telling us where they could find us and all that, so they could hear me. So there's just going to be like a gap in between, but it's a beautiful thing. It was like 2 minutes,
Was
maybe.
over here milli rocking trying to hype
Yeah.
up your outro. I thought, oh, my shit was, but then I tried to play a YouTube video. I was like, oh, I can fucking hear it's Deli's mic.
That's all right though. So yeah. But in terms of this situation, to wrap this up, yeah, this guy's most likely either cheated or gonna cheat. If you dump someone because you're just about to go and hit another girl up, that's basically like being accomplice to a murder. Like it's not murder, but it's kind of like manslaughter because you have broke up this girl because you want to go clap something else. So
And you're clean.
you are not clean. You are not clean.
In the eyes, in the eyes of, in the
of
eyes of the
the
judicial system and the Lord, I didn't do anything.
I've just said it. Definitely not. It's definitely attempted murder. Are you telling if your girl broke up with you tomorrow
Listen,
and then went and
what
clapped?
my girl does and what someone else does is two completely different things. Two completely different things. I'm just saying, if you break up with someone, you can't cheat because who are you with?
I mean, you're speaking to someone who's like happy to cheat, so I really don't care whether it's murder or attempted murder. I'm going to murder or
put the outro. Do the outro.
Before I do this, though, one thing I do want to say, because I plugged it yesterday, I definitely got a wink emoji from someone. Because of Brits made 10K on OnlyFans, I said that I am more than down, because Brit did private snap before she did OnlyFans. And that's where she made like her most money, was guys just DMing her saying they wanted this. She would do that and then get paid. Some guys would pay like 300 quid a time. So if there is a woman out there that wants to see me in any capacity, like, just do it. I'm also down for a sugar mama as well, because I was listening to a podcast and this guy gets like 10 grand a month off a sugar mama. And that he doesn't even have to clap cheeks with. So basically, Deli Meat 18 or the Meat Gaming channel on social medias, DM me and I'll more than happily provide you whatever you need at a fixed rate price. Here's that we can negotiate. Yeah, and Rage Nanashi as well on all social medias, because, yeah, you know, it's not cheating if it's just a picture. And if you're paying his kid's university fee. So, or just buying him a new PC. Or reimbursing him for the money he's paid on a PC. But anyway, what do you want to plug, Ash? Even though I've already plugged all your social medias for you, but
yeah, to an empty mic. No shit. Just go follow me and Rage and Nashi on any platform that you can think of. Yeah, big YouTube videos coming up soon. Might start my TikTok up again. And yeah, just come see your boy live in the flesh on Twitch.
Yep. And you can follow me, the Meat Gaming channel, on all social medias, like I just said, and DeliMeat18 on Twitch. I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 6:30 p.m. GMT. But for now, until next week, this has been Real Talk. We out here. Boom.
Peace.